This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this morning I got a lot of asked questions on what's going on with Jim Bohannon. Tell us about what's happening. And for those of you who are talk radio gurus, you know that talk radio wouldn't be talk radio without Jim Bohannon. And Jim Bohannon has been a mentor to me. He has been an icon and has been so supportive of so many of us in the field that when we heard that he was battling with some health issues, it was startling. And, you know, I had an idea that it was serious and it was something that he was going to disclose when he would be comfortable with. So I haven't talked about it. Many of you asked what was wrong with him. I didn't know. I haven't been able to talk to him. But Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine and on the Michael Harrison Rap, he had Jim Bohannon as a guest who actually is discussing what's going on with him. And we're being told that he has advanced stage esophageal cancer. And esophageal cancer is a bad one. And this is something that we've talked about on the show a lot. It's rare, but when you get it, it's bad. And I pray for this guy. He's strong. He's strong. He's in his 70s. And he's handsome as ever, and he's got the most amazing voice. God, also the most amazing singing voice. And I don't think God is ready for him to, you know, put up his headphones and shut off the mic yet. For his show, however, he is retiring, and we are being told that as of October 14th, he is going to be hanging up his headphones after a multi-decade career. The esophageal cancer diagnosis. There is still hope. I mean, I know we spoke about Eddie Money. Remember a few years back, Eddie Money had passed at the age of 70 with esophageal cancer. And your esophagus is basically your gullet. And you have, we kind of look at it as three different areas, even though it's much more complex. But sadly, esophageal cancer can happen from a variety of reasons. And many of us could be at risk, even though it's rare, because of our acid reflux. And what also makes acid reflux so much more dangerous with esophageal cancer is we misdiagnose an early cancer for reflux. And so when I hear people are getting over-the-counter PPIs, you know, they're over-the-counter Nexium, Prilosec, Prevacid, to treat their acid reflux, I'm like, has anybody looked at your esophagus? Has anybody looked at your stomach? Oh, it's just heartburn. It's just heartburn. And, I mean, the heartburn could be a cardiac issue. It could be esophageal cancer. It could be gastric cancer. So if esophageal cancers were anywhere within that esophagus, it could turn bad. You have the adenocarcinoma in the lower part. You have the squamous cell carcinoma in the middle to upper. It is the sixth common cause of cancer death worldwide. It's only 1% of cancers diagnosed in the U.S. It's rare, but it is still severe. We have thousands of cases, tens of thousands of cases diagnosed, more in men, but you could get it in men and women. And in 2019, we lost about 16,000 people from it. So it had a very, very low survival rate at the time. We're getting better. So symptoms of esophageal cancer could be you're feeling full, you got abdominal pain, you have burning, you don't want to eat, you have lack of appetite, you could get nausea, you could vomit, you could have blood in your vomit. That's a sign a little bit more severe. You could be losing weight. You could have chest pain, and you could even have cough. Sometimes a chronic cough will send you to the GI doctor. You're like, well, I don't have acid reflux, and I don't, yeah, but there could be another reason why you're coughing. Remember, the esophagus is there in the chest. It's in that center area. So your risk factors include if you smoke, if you drink alcohol, hot liquids. And interesting, when I was in medical school, we learned that people of Asian descent were at higher risk of esophageal cancer. And they thought it had to do with the hot tea. Well, it still could be considered a risk factor. Being obese, chronic GERD or chronic heartburn, vitamin deficiency. If they say if you drink fluids or liquids that contain lye, which is an alkaline chemical present in soaps, if you had radiation to the chest, if you have prior radiation, that could change. But what ends up happening with chronic GERD or heartburn is acid's supposed to be in the stomach. The esophagus isn't built for acid. The stomach is. So when you have a lower esophageal sphincter insufficiency and acid comes up, then it's exposed to tissue that's not used to it. Well, it breaks it down and it changes it and it changes it. A chronic inflammation and chronic injury could later turn it to Barrett's esophagus, which could later turn it to cancer. So even though it's a rare, rare cancer, it could sadly happen. Now, as of a few years ago, the five-year survival rate was over 45%. It could range anywhere, but that's if it's early or localized. If it's spread, survival rate could be anywhere from 5 to 20%. We're getting better, but it's still tough. So what do we do? Well, there's surgery, there's chemotherapy, there's radiation. I haven't spoken to Jim since this. Again, you know, we've given him his you know, we wanted him to, wait until he was, comfortable talking about it. And he did this interview on the Michael Harrison Rap. So we're going to find out a little bit more about what he went through. But, not seeing him at the Talkers Magazine conference, I knew something was bad, and I hope he can fight this. But seeing him retire is obviously a worrisome sign, and so there's a lot of people reaching out. So I'm praying, pray. But for those of you that are constantly hitting the antacids, you're constantly feeling heartburn, for the love of God, get yourself into a gastroenterologist. What they do is they do a scope. And when they do a scope, they could look and they could see if the tissue's changing. They could take a sample, a biopsy. They could check you for H. pylori, which could put you at risk for gastric cancer and other cancers. So there's a lot your gastroenterologist could do. And it might take a different style of eating. It might take surgery. There's a bunch of different things that we could hopefully do to prevent chronic esophageal reflux disease from impairing you. And even though the cancer risk is rare, it's there, it's real. And I hope Jim Bohannon can fight this. I love you, man, and I need you. I can't get through my career without you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have we have this back and forth. Not even this back and forth. This is a continual overall rise. And it's interesting because I see a headline from CNN saying $4 gas could be coming. Again, $4 gas, I've been at $5, $6 a gallon now for most of the year. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on here. I mean, I understand, you know, it's different places, and Nevada has the second highest gas prices in the country. But I would really like to see us get down to $4 a gallon, but we're a long way off. But for you all that have been dealing with $3-$4 a gallon, if we could get it lower for you, I want us to. So Valero Energy Corp is starting to fight back against accusations from Governor Gavin Newsom. And Governor Newsom is blaming the oil companies for what's going on. He says they are fleecing California drivers with disproportionately rising gas prices that cannot be explained. Now, the average gas price in California as of yesterday was about $6.30 per gallon. National average was $3.19. And that really does frustrate me that we have an average, you know, yet certain states, because of certain laws and certain taxes and transportation costs or fuel requirements and you know, can just jump in price to where it's double, basically. Experts have blamed the discrepancy on oil refinery maintenance and the state's limited gas supply. But the governor said it's something else. The governor said they're ripping you off. Their record profits are coming at your expense. David Hutchchild, California Energy Commission chairman, sent a letter to oil refinery executives seeking answers to California's dramatic gas prices. He says, this degree of divergence from national prices hasn't happened before. Regardless of planned or unplanned refinery maintenance, and no explanation has been provided, the oil industry owes California answers. Valero Energy Corp, however, said, look, as the commission knows and as countless investigations have demonstrated, market drivers of supply and demand, together with government-imposed costs and specifications, determine the market price. So the vice president for state government affairs at Valero Energy Group, Scott Fulwerkow, blamed the state's rigorous environmental regulations and high refinery operating costs on why prices at the pump are so much higher. They say California policies have made it difficult to increase refining capacity and have prevented supply projects to lower operating costs of refinery. So Newsom in California has called for a state's legislator to impose a, quote, windfall tax on oil companies' profits that would then turn around and go back to California taxpayers. But Valero Energy Corp doesn't believe the new tax is the best course of action. This is according to KTLA. They say adding further costs in the form of new taxes or regulatory constraints will only further strain the fuel market and adversely impact refiners. Ultimately, these costs will pass to California consumers. So California has been sending out tax refund checks, some people getting 200, some people getting about 1,000. But, you know, we've spoken about this. These gas prices I'm still kind of confused as to why Nevada, per se, you know, would even be, you know, Nevada and California and the West seem to be hit harder than the Gulf Coast. And people say, well, the Gulf Coast, that's because, you know, it's closer to the refineries. And, you know, Alaska's far away, you know, but North Dakota's far away from the Gulf. North Dakota doesn't seem to have as high gas prices. So they say gas prices can vary among states depending on multiple factors. So the crude oil pricing is the base, then supply and demand, production, transportation of it, taxes, state environmental fees, and then comes the franchisee station owner profit margins. And there have been many gas station owners who are, you know, run small business, family owned, who have said, look, okay, we're not trying to make a lot of profit. Every time they raise the price, we're like, oh crap. Because then less, you know, I don't know if owning a gas station is the best business to go into. Because somebody else sets the price, and then you have to try to make a few extra cents per gallon profit to pay for your staff. You know, gas stations, they make their money with the cookies and drinks and coffee and the cigarettes they sell, the convenience store part. That's where these companies make their money. But when you look at it, you know, crude oil does make up the most of the majority of the price, but you got the federal and state taxes. You got the refining costs. You got the distribution and marketing. So these are things that end up affecting your price. So from 2011 to 2020, we averaged about $2.85 a gallon. 2020, it actually went down a little bit to $2.17 a gallon. Well, why? Supply and demand. Less people driving. With less people driving, they have more supply. so they could dump it. But once we, you know, stopped locking down, we got out there, we go, you know what, life's too short. We have all this extra money given from the government with the unemployment checks. Why don't we go travel? Not to mention airline flights got high, so people decided to drive. Yeah, now there's demand. And in fact, even with more inflation, it's too expensive to fly. So people are going to drive the more they can. Summer blend fuels are more expensive than winter blend fuels. They say they minimize evaporation in the heat. That adds to the summer price hike. So you have the vacation demand in the summer, but also you have the fuel blend that's different. But here's the thing. A lot of people during the summer, the kids are home. They're not running back and forth to drop them off at school and all the other activities and sports. I think there's still a huge demand for driving throughout the year also. So I think that's why we're going to start seeing prices go up. So, you know, we hear that Biden is going to try to, get oil from other countries. I don't understand why we're not doing more domestic production. It's funny. Well, you know, because we got to protect our environment. We have to become more green. Well, you utilizing other countries, okay, you can't pollute another country or contribute to their climate issues to try to look like you're saving ours. Just let us produce what we need to produce and let us be more independent. But we're being told that President Biden is going to reevaluate the relationship they have with Saudi Arabia after the OPEC production cut, which we are anticipating is going to cause even a higher spike in gas prices. And they say he's going to get tough if he can. I can't imagine Biden getting tough, but whoever his speechwriter is, I'm sure they hired a new one after the last few debacles, is going to try to have some tough language for him. OPEC slashed oil production last week. So John Kirby, White House National Security Spokesman, said this is a relationship that we need to continue to reevaluate, that we need to be willing to revisit. Biden is willing to work with Congress on the future of Saudi relations, Kirby said in an interview with CNN. And Senator Bob Menendez, who's Democrat, called for a freeze on cooperation with Saudi Arabia, including arms sales. Now, I thought we were going to have Saudi Arabia issues after the killing of the journalist, but I think they made nice because they thought, well, you know, our oil. So cutting oil production in the Middle East by 2 million barrels a day, which is what we learned last week, is going to push our gas prices higher. And this is 1 month before midterm elections. So the Democrats are struggling with this. Republicans are obviously seizing upon this, you know, in their ads. But we're dealing with Russia. We're dealing with cutting off exports of Russian oil, which we don't need a lot of, but we didn't need a lot of because we relied on Saudi Arabia. So then our next bet, if we're still refusing to increase our domestic capabilities, would be Venezuela. And I don't understand why we're just not becoming more independent. And that fist bump that Biden did with the Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, in July is obviously going viral. But here's the thing. I get, and I'm not saying this in defense of anybody, I get that it takes a fine dance. It's a choreographed tango that we do when we deal with foreign policy, but we're hurting here. And when I hear, and I talk to patients, and they're not buying the medication, they're not going to the doctor because they can't afford it, but they're spending $80 to $150 at the gas pump, that's a problem. I need them spending it on their health and going to see their provider and getting their mammograms and getting their medication, not gas. We need to fix this and fast. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheeded Whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the second day in a row, Russian missiles have hit the power supply in Lviv in western Ukraine. The city's mayor writing on social media that 30% of Lviv is temporarily without electricity, and the water supply for two districts in the city has been interrupted as well. This as NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says that the organization's nuclear planning group will discuss the possibility of Russia using nuclear weapons on Thursday.
The fundamental purpose of NATO's nuclear deterrent has always been to preserve peace, prevent coercion, and deter aggression.
Gas prices keep climbing. AAA puts the national average for the price of regular at $3.92 a gallon. That's up a penny from Monday and 12 cents higher than a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every now and then I need to give you guys a talking to, and you don't like it too much. Of course you don't like it too much. You don't want to be scolded by a doctor, especially when I'm not even your doctor. But this is pretty embarrassing, people. There was a study published in JAMA Network that found that the majority of older Americans who have high blood pressure don't check it. Don't regularly check it. Don't talk to their doctor about it. Don't have a blood pressure cuff at home. What the hell, people? Blood pressure is so damn common. It's a huge risk factor for heart disease, stroke, kidney disease, eye disease, so many things. And people aren't checking it at home. They might be checking their oil gauge. They might be checking their tire air pressure. But are they checking their blood pressure? No. Come on, people. So this was a small study at a University of Michigan. They looked at 1,247 individuals a part of the University of Michigan National Healthy Poll on Aging. This was conducted January of 2021, and researchers found in those with high blood pressure, less than 50% actually checked their blood pressure. And when they did, only half of them decided to tell their doctor about it. 54% didn't think that they needed to have a blood pressure cuff at home. Well, then who's checking your blood pressure? I mean, if this is your heart and your body, and you know how difficult it is to get in with the doctor, don't you think you want to have whatever available medical devices at your house? And we have, you know, proof that at-home blood pressure monitoring is linked to improved outcomes. It's also pretty cheap. So the study authors say the protocol should be developed to educate patients about the importance of this and share readings with clinicians and the frequency that self-measured blood pressure monitoring should be done. Now, here is my issue, and I know I sound like a broken record, but I think telemedicine was one of the best things to happen to medicine and one of the worst things to happen to medicine. So from a telemedicine standpoint, a lot of doctors are making sure you get a blood pressure cuff at home. Because you're calling in going, oh, I need more medicine. And they're like, well, what's your blood pressure? Oh, it's 120 over 80. No. You check it right now. Check it right now. Let me hear. Sometimes it's verbal. It'll tell me. I want to know what your blood pressure is. Because, you know, people lie. All right, I'll put it on. And you hear it. And then beep, beep, beep. Your blood pressure is 159 over 92. You see, your blood pressure is high. So on one end, with telemedicine, we're telling people to get a blood pressure cuff so they could do part of the workup at their house. On the other end, there's some doctors that don't tell you to get a blood pressure cuff. You call in. So many of these telemedicine companies, they pay you by the patient. So obviously, the more patients you see, the more money you make. And they don't pay a lot. So a lot of physicians feel like they got to really get through the visit pretty quickly. So when somebody says, I need a refill, I'm on blood pressure medicine. Okay, any chest pain? No. Trouble breathing? No. Blurred vision? No. Any swelling on the legs? No. The medicine's working? No. Are you checking your blood pressure? Yes. All right, your blood pressure's stable? Yeah. You have a doctor you could see? Okay, here's your prescription. Click. No. When you used to come into my office in person for a blood pressure check, I would listen to your heart. I would check your ankles for swelling. I would check your kidney function. All right, there's so much more to blood pressure. So my worry is now that people are using telemedicine, they're not going into the doctor to get your blood pressure. You know, when I see my gynecologist, they check my blood pressure. And I'm like, oh, man, please don't have high blood pressure. High blood pressure runs in the family, but luckily for me, my blood pressure is still normal. But I'm like, gosh, for the love of God, please don't have high blood pressure. You know, and I'm like, you know, no coffee, no diet soda, no caffeine that day, just because I want to make sure my blood pressure is good. Even though that's not the way to do it, because you could have elevated blood pressure despite, you know, one day trying to be really, really good one day, you know, doesn't necessarily mean you're healthy. So we want to catch it, you know, not only, you know, when you're doing your best behavior the day before seeing the doctor, but we want to know what your blood pressure is after you had a fight with your wife. You know, if you have a fight with your mother-in-law, if the kids are getting on your nerves, if your boss just ticked you off, or your husband ticked you off. So we need you checking your blood pressure. And I tell people, I go, look, you know, they'll come into the doctor and say, well, you know what, Dahlia, I have white coat hypertension. You're wearing a white coat. I used to not wear a white coat. I never wore a white coat. I was like, okay, well, look, I'm wearing a red dress, or I am wearing a light blue set of scrubs. Okay, oh, no, but you make me nervous. I go, well, if you watch porn, that's going to make you nervous. If a kid runs out in the middle of the street to catch a ball, you know, if you're getting anxious just by us checking your blood pressure, then what happens when you get into a fight with your spouse? You know, what happens when you have a meeting at work and you think you're going to get fired? So I don't like this whole white coat hypertension thing. I want to know what your blood pressure is doing, you know, at home after things of stress. And I want to know if you spike. Because when bad things happen to your heart and your brain and your eyes, your kidneys, is during the spike. So if I see that you spike just by going to a simple doctor's office visit, you got a blood pressure problem. Now, the United States Preventative Services Task Force urges all adults be screened for high blood pressure in the clinical office setting, and blood pressure measurements be obtained outside the clinical setting for diagnostic confirmation before starting treatment. Now, they do that because somebody says, well, I have voicemail hypertension, so I don't really have high blood pressure. Okay, we can check your blood pressure at home. But if your blood pressure is spiking at home, too, you got an issue. And so that's a class A or a grade A recommendation. So everybody over 18 needs to be screened. And we want your blood pressure under 120 over 80. 120 over 80 is not normal. It's being less than 120 over 80. Ideally, I like the 110s over the 70s. I think the 110s over the 70s is beautiful. But if you're 120 over 80, you're already getting into elevated. If you're over 130 over 80, you're already considered high blood pressure. 130 over 80 is considered high blood pressure, people. When I was in training, you had to be 140 over 90. They said, no, 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 no. If you're 140 over 90, you're already stage 2 hypertension. Stage 1 hypertension is 130 over 80. You're in a hypertensive crisis, of course, if you're over 180 over 120. That means you get yourself to the ER. So basically, you have your diastolic and your systolic. Your systolic pressure is the pumping pressure during the heart pump. The diastolic pressure is your filling pressure, the pressure in your arteries between beats while the heart is filling. Both numbers are important. When people go, well, only my top number is high or only my bottom number is high, both of them are important. Because any sort of chronic high blood pressure puts you at risk for heart attack, heart failure, stroke, kidney disease, dementia, eye damage, even erectile dysfunction. People blame their blood pressure medication for their erectile dysfunction. Could be. But one of the reasons why you have erectile dysfunction is because you have a blood pressure problem. So we want you to lose weight. We want you to on low salt, low fat diet, good sleep habits. If you have sleep apnea, we want to get that fixed. Regular exercise. We want you to avoid smoke, avoid alcohol. I also recommend screening for diabetes, high cholesterol, low thyroid, kidney disease, and again, screen for sleep apnea. If we can't address your weight or your salt intake or that just doesn't have a factor because this is very genetic or it's very innate, like your angiotensin renin system causing spikes or your blood vessels getting stiffer and not so much a fluid overload issue, then we put you on medications. These medications could decrease your blood volume like FDR had. It could lower your heart rate like a beta blocker. It could relax the blood vessels like a calcium channel blocker. ACE inhibitors do the same, and they also block a pathway in the angiotensin renin system that tells the where the kidneys are like, huh, okay, something's going on with the blood pressure, so we need to, kick in some hormones. And these things can affect your blood pressure. So there's a whole bunch of medications for them. I know people don't want to be on medication, but I got to tell you, man, you can't have long-standing high blood pressure. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you guys know, because some of you went to school with me or some of you have listened to me, you know that I have a potty mouth and I've always gotten in trouble. In school, I got good grades. I would follow the rules mostly. I would chew gum. Maybe that got me in trouble. But the biggest thing I got in trouble for, and I went to 12 schools growing up, biggest thing I got in trouble for was cussing. And one of the reasons why I think I would cuss so much is because my father's English was limited, but he knew the cuss words. Some of the first words in English that he learned were the cuss words. So I would hear my dad share all, swear all the time. Oh my God, what the flip, oh, this old son of a, oh, what an ass. And anyway, you would hear this all the time. And so I would curse. I curse a lot. I love to curse, and I never say the Lord's name in vain. I don't like the GD curse words. I never say that, and my father never said that. But the S word, the F word, the A word, the B word, those things come out like they're basic English. Well, interestingly, there's a study that says Las Vegas, right, is one of the top studies or the top cities to swear, and we in Las Vegas swear an average of 30 times a day. What? No, I swear an average of 30 times a minute. I think that's a huge underestimation. But this was fascinating. This has been reported by the New York Post. And they say a new study has revealed the cities in the U.S. most likely to regularly swear. New York was the least amount likely to curse. New York, probably because they're always like, ah, forget about it. So the tutoring platform Preply surveyed 1,500 people living in 30 major cities across the U.S. to pinpoint where profanity prevails. Columbus, Ohio, ranked number one for swearing. They say if you're a resident in Columbus, you swear about 36 times a day. Las Vegas, we swear about 30 times a day. Jacksonville, Florida, swears about 28 times a day. Although I am sure with everything going on in Florida now with Hurricane Ian in the South, I'm sure there's going to be a lot more cuss words. So I'm pretty proud that I represent in Las Vegas. Thank you. Although I would have personally thought that I helped make us hit the top. New York blows my mind for being 11th place with El Paso and Chicago. They say those living in those metropolises average 17 cuss words a day. So the most swearers are Columbus, Las Vegas, Jacksonville, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Dallas, Texas. Well, Dallas, because we struggle. I mean, we've had some issues, although we've been doing pretty well with our football. So now we're cussing like, F yeah, yeah, son of a yeah. Okay, so maybe now we're going to cuss more because we're winning. Philly comes in next. Indianapolis, Indiana, San Francisco, California, Fort Worth, Texas, Louisiana, or I'm sorry, Louisville, Kentucky, Washington, D.C., L.A., and Austin are the most swearers. The least swearers are Phoenix, Arizona. Oh, come on. I grew up in Phoenix, too. I cussed. That's why I got in trouble. Because everyone in the classroom was like, ooh, Dolly, you said a bad word. That's like normal language to me. Phoenix was a biggie. Portland, Oregon. Oh, no. Phoenix least swore only 14 times a day. Tying with Portland, Oregon. Boston, Massachusetts. Well, everybody's moving out of Portland, so maybe that's why there's less swear words. Boston, Massachusetts, Milwaukee, San Jose, California, New York City, El Paso, Chicago, Detroit, Seattle, Houston, Memphis, San Diego, Charlotte, San Antonio, Nashville, and Denver, Colorado. Denver, Colorado only swore 20 times a day. All right. Now, some of you guys think that what you could do is do a, you know, shut the front door, or you could come up with some fake words. I do have some fake cuss words. I do. But I wrote about cursing and where this came from. So a curse word or a swear word or a dirty word or a bad word, these have been around for centuries. And they happen not because people want to sin. Again, don't say the Lord's name in vain. But the S word, that's not a sin. That's a noun. It's an adjective. It's a verb. I took a blank. I stepped on some blank. And it's another word for potty. But the definition of a curse word, according to most dictionaries, is if it's profane or obscene. Profane comes from the Latin root profanus, or unholy. Well, I get that, you know, if you say, you know, can you clean up this blank? That might not be in a holy context, but that's basically what profane means. So obscene, defined by multiple dictionaries, alludes to terms of sexual nature. Well, to me, again, when I step on dog poo, that's nothing of a sexual nature. It's excrement. So I really disagree with what is a bad, bad word. So I define it as one that society deems to be off color and not appropriate in public and professional settings. A word that has plenty of other socially acceptable alternatives used in anger, excitement, or awe. That's my definition. I even wrote it like it would be in a dictionary. Used in anger, excitement, or awe. Look at that S. Wow. Can you believe that S? So I don't really look at that as, you know, an unholy issue. Unless, of course, it's where you say the Lord's name in vain. Then that's bad. So the first curse word we believe was spoken in the 15th century. horses, you know, were messy like our dogs. So my guess is somebody, like, you know, stepped on it and said, okay, I just stepped in some horse blank. But even caveman days, I mean, somebody dropped a rock, somebody hit their head on the cave. I am sure that curse words were then as well. Now, the S word, they said, is comes from, according to Business Insider, the Old English sheet, S-C-I-T-T-E, meaning purging diarrhea. So if somebody had the stomach bug, Old English skytel or shytel, Dutch schijten, German scheisen, these are words that explain a purging. The Proto-Indo-European base ski conveys the idea of separation as from the body. So the S word that we come from, that we say a lot in our country, is basically Old English, so blame the British, okay? The F word. The F word, according to Huffington Post, the F word is of Germanic origin, related to Dutch, German, and Swedish words for to strike or to move back and forth. So it's a verb. They say it first appears in a 16th century manuscript of the Latin orator Cicero. There was also an anonymous work through a monastery copy of De Officiis, which was a guide to moral conduct. And this was an anonymous monk that I guess was reading it, and they say he felt compelled to express his anger at his abbot, and there was some documentation that he said the F word, and that was like centuries ago. Okay, ASS, right? Tushy, donkey, however you want to use it. That comes from the word arse, used in the 11th century when referring to an animal's anatomy, and then later to humans. The B word, right, that represents a female dog. It has Old English Germanic roots. By the 1400s, though, they used to use it as a term for women. That B, that, and I don't like that word. Okay, so why do we curse? Well, a lot of these words are easy to say. They're one syllable. They're monosyllabic. I don't have to sit there and go, okay, this event was unfortunate. I'm like, okay, this event, blank, blank, blank. Also, it inspires emotion. All right, I don't want to say, oh, this is unfortunate. When I cuss, I notice people listen. So it does elicit some of the strongest reactions. We also use it as weapons. So if we don't want to punch somebody, we'll call them names or we'll cuss. And it allows us to engage in some sort of a fight or engage in some sort of a brawl without necessarily being physical. So I could use those cuss words. They allow us to rebel. They also convey meaning that other words cannot. So here's some fake curse words. Flip, flippin', frick, dang, heck, witch, shut the front door, son of a motherless goat, beeswax, wuss, pluck it, fire truck, and Donald Duck. You say, what the Donald Duck is this? 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds.
sense. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.